Module 6, Unit 10, page 72, exercise 3.
My job as an interpreter. My name is Fatima Musa and I have worked as an interpreter for 5 years. Many students have emailed me about my work because they want to know what it would be like to do my job. So here is my reply. I have always been fond of languages. My father worked in many different countries when I was young, and we usually travelled with him. When we visited a country, I always wanted to learn the language. At school, I was very good at English. Therefore, I decided on a career as an interpreter. My job now involves going to important conferences and seminars around the world. When a person speaks in English at a conference, I listen to what they say through headphones. I then translate into Arabic while the speaker is talking. I give the translation through headphones to other people at the meeting. This means that anyone in the room who speaks Arabic can understand what people are saying. Is it an easy job? Not at all. English is not the same in all English-speaking countries. For example, the English words that are used in India are sometimes different to the words that people use in the UK, the USA, or Australia. As well as knowing regional English, you also need to know a lot of specialist language. Some of the words that are used to talk about business, science, or law, for example, make it almost a different language. Unless you have a language degree, you will not be able to become an interpreter. Provided that you have a postgraduate qualification, you will probably get a job as an interpreter quite quickly. If you get an interview for a job, you will need to show that you have good listening skills and a clear speaking voice. You will also need to show that you can think quickly and that you are able to concentrate for long periods of time. If you are successful, it is a secure and rewarding job. You will probably need to travel a lot, but that is not a problem as long as you enjoy visiting other countries. It is a very responsible job. I am aware that if I translate things badly, it could affect an important law or trade agreement between countries. However, you get a huge feeling of satisfaction when you know that people understand everything that you translate.